KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS.
DOS. 4VLW. Randy with an announcement.
Good evening, KI4VLW. Mr. Randy up there in Asheville. You want to go with your announcement now, Randy?
Thank you. We're going to be having a technician class starting March the 1st on Zoom. So if anyone out there knows anyone that wants to get their ham license and do it online, this will be a good opportunity. Like I say, the class will start March the 1st, which is a Wednesday, start at 7 p.m. It'll run probably 10 or 12 weeks, one day a week on Wednesdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the class is free. All they need to do is buy my ARRL technician book. And anyone interested that wants to do this, they need to send me an email with their name and contact info, email address, where we can send them the Zoom link. And my email, let me let the repeater drop, Gary. My email is my call, KI4VLW at ARRL.net. Kilo India 4, Victor Lima Whiskey at ARRL.net. And like I say, just send me an email with their name and email address, and I'll put them on the list. And, we do a little bit beyond the textbook. We even simulate a net and things like that. But the class is starting to hopefully turn out to be good. We've done this in the past, and it worked out quite well. And, Gary, appreciate it. KI4. Oh, the class is free, by the way. Linda reminded me. So, anyway, thanks for letting me make this announcement. KI4VLW.
Deals on Randy's announcement. A free Zoom class for a technician class license starting March the 1st of this year at 7 p.m. One night a week for the classes, and they'll run 10 to 12 weeks, and it's free. All they've got to do is send you an email letting them know who they are and their email address so they can get the... And they will need to purchase a ARRL technician study manual. Correct so far?
Yep, that's it, Gary. Appreciate it.
All righty, buddy. Well, a couple of things before you go. You want to put a number on that so I can count it as a piece of traffic tonight? Well, you got it there, buddy. And how about your pretty little bride over there? You want to check her in?
Yeah, go ahead and check in, Linda, too, KJ4CRL.
See, we got you both on the list, and tell Linda we said hello. Thanks for putting that announcement out, and folks, it's a really, really good opportunity. If you know anybody that is wanting to get their ham license, get their technician license, would be a good class to get them in there with Randy. But thanks, Randy, for bringing that to us. And, again, I hope y'all have a good class full. That's always a good thing to do. All righty, let's see. Do we have any other traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. As heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chute portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag chute portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go to the rag chute, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. We'll go through the pre-check-in folks tonight. The ones that use the pre-check-in function on the repeater, we'll grab those first, and then we'll go from there. Good evening to KG4PFI. That's Mr. Don and his sweet bride, KG4QLQ. That's Miss Linda. They're down in Piedmont. And W4FCM. That's Mr. Fred. He's up in Traveler's Rest. And his sweet bride, N4IEI, Miss Isla, also in Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, Mr. Mel, he's in Prosperity. And W2AMD, that's Mr. Andy, he's in Simpsonville. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's in Simpsonville. And KI4LZI, Mr. Andy, up there at Table Rock. And KW4TS, that's my buddy Jim down in Pelzer. And KJ4UHF, that's Mr. Jack, he's over in Greenville. And N4ASW, that's Mr. Tony in Asheville. And W2MJB, that's Mr. Mark and his sweet bride, KN4HTP, that's Miss Wendy, there in Simpsonville. And KX4YM, that's Mr. Scott over in Greenville. And KO4RAX, Mr. Jim, he's in Dacusville. And WG4MC, Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. And N4DJC, that's Mr. Jerry, he's in Anderson. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's in Anderson. And KO4CEF, Mr. Andrew, and he is in Inman. And KI4VLW, and his sweet bride, that's Randy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL, that's Miss Linda, they're up in Asheville. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And via telephone relay, my son, Anthony, KI4DGY, he's up in Charlotte. That's all the pre-check-in functions and the announcements and everybody else. And I don't have anyone on EchoLink, so we'll move up to the alphabet, starting with M through P. Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
November Oscar Lorena and my husband Kilo Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey Rick and our daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
West. We check in Kilo Oscar 4 November November Hotel. KO4NNH. My name is Fred. I'm full and Piedmont into the workplace tonight. 732 Gary, Miss Joy, and all in the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
I'll be negative and negative, but listen to the slot, mate.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 November Uniform Echo KO4NUE. Name is Chad. Location is Campobello, South Carolina. Please check in my wife also via telephone relay tonight. KO4RYP. That's Anna in Lexington. Thank you for calling the net, Gary. I have no traffic tonight, sir.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KK4ONO, Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And Lorena, I know I pick at you and call you giggles, but I wished everybody was as happy as you are. You take care and have a great evening down that way. Again, tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Next, we'd like to say good evening to KO4NNH. Mr. Fred, he's mobile in Piedmont on his way to the workplace. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. You be careful out there on the mobile and don't work too hard tonight, and have a great evening if you can. But appreciate you being here. And K4OIM, Mr. Walt over there in Inman and doing that CW in the background. Walt, that CW sounded good. glad you took the time to check in with us on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hope you're doing well there, young man. And KO4NUE, that's Mr. Chad and his sweet bride. KO4RYP, Miss Anna, she's in Lexington tonight, and she checked in via telephone relay. Mr. Chad's at home in Campobello. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chad. Tell Anna we said hello, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. On that group, we'll move up to the next one, which is Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Checking KO4QLG. This is Chris and Liberty. And I won't be negative and negative.
H-R-O-N. Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Ed M. Brevard, no traffic, no comment, not monitoring.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. Hope you're doing well. And WD8RON, Mr. Ed, he's up there in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ed. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Quebec through Tango for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. To the next alphabetical group, which is Uniform through Zulu. U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. I'm Shane. I'm in Cleveland. I have no traffic and no table. Thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and everyone else, and Miss Joy as well.
Control. 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the loud to Waz. We're negative and negative. Good evening.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to M4ZLK, Mr. Shane, home up there in Cleveland tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Shane. Hope you're doing well. And W4WOZ, Mr. Rod, over there in the land of Waz. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rod. Hope you're doing well. And Waz, Rod, just for your information, you got a little bit of a power supply hum on your signal tonight. You're perfectly readable, but I just wanted you to know. You know, if there's something wrong with mine, I like people to tell me, and that way I can research and do some development on it and try to straighten it out. But anyway, that's just for your information. Sounding good there, Rod. Appreciate it. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Check in, Kilo Oscar 4, Yankee Hotel Yankee. Name's Jim in Berea. Negative, negative, and I might just stay around for the ratchet.
We're DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Would like to say good evening to KO4YHY. Mr. Jim over in Berea. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. Hope you're doing well, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little while. Now we got an Echo Link station up. Let's try Echo Link stations for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hello, hello again, Gary. Check in KA4 PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Baker Alpha, Stephen at Rainier. Good evening to yourself on the net. New traffic, no round table. And tell Miss Joy that we say hello.
And I would like to say good evening to KA4PQA. That's my buddy Stephen down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello. And Joy said to tell you and Jennifer hello as well. Hope y'all are doing good and good hearing you. Thank you for coming in and checking with us tonight. Y'all take care down there and stay warm and stay dry. All right, let's go back up here to the front of the alphabet, starting with Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Tell Miss Joy we said hello. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
DOS. Kilo Mike 4 Bravo Lima Hotel, KM4BLH. The name is Kurt, Charlie Uniform, Romeo Tango. QTH is Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee Quebec, KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Everybody have a good evening.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW. That's Mr. Dave. He's over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KM4BLH, Mr. Kurt over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Kurt. Hope you're doing well. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Right on up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo Quebec 4 Foxtrot Romeo Yankee, this is Rhonda and Lyman, and I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. That's Patrick up here in Penrose, North Carolina. And Gary, please also check in KA3JCA Richard and Miss Sally KA4JCA. And Miss Ashley, KA4ACL, and the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, K3DOV. I spoke with Richard earlier today, and he asked me to check everybody in. But Gary, I will be in and out, and the wife just come in the door, so thank you for calling the net.
For DOS, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry in Camden, North Carolina. Be negative and negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
For DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, I'd like to say good evening to KQ4FRY, Miss Rhonda up there in Lyman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Rhonda. Hope you're doing well. And KO4HKX, that's Mr. Patrick. He's up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. And Patrick, while you're still there, is Richard at home or is he still in the hospital?
Richard is still in the hospital. He is waiting on some equipment to get to deliver to his house, and then he should be able to go home, is what he told me this afternoon when I spoke to him on the phone.
Man, I do appreciate that, and just wanted an update on where he was. I hadn't talked to him today, but I'm here as well, so I hope y'all are, you and Miss Elise. And Patrick brings along KA3JCA, that's Mr. Richard. And his sweet bride, KA4JCA, that's Miss Sally, and their daughter Ashley, KA4ACL. And then they have the Upstate Amateur Radio Club, which is K3DOV, all down there in Simpsonville. And then we had Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Harry. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations, echo through Rotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Echo Lake stations again, Echo Lake stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary, please check in KC4SKD Larry and KG4AHS Rhonda. Over here in Easley, not far from you, Gary. Hope you're having a good evening, and good evening to you and everybody on the net. Please check us in and out.
This KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD. That's Mr. Larry, neighbor of mine over here in Easley. And his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda, also over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. We're going to have to get together again. I enjoyed the visit the last time I came over. I have to run over there one of these days when it's you're not at the workplace. Hope y'all have a great evening. All righty, we'll see. Let's go up to the very patient group on a Wednesday night, which is India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
For DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James. I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'll be negative and negative. Say 73s for each one of you out there.
Yes. You and Miss Joy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. And we have no traffic, no comments.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4JFO. Mr. James up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. You won the door prize. You made number 50 on my log tonight. Appreciate you being here. Hope you're doing well. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. Hope both of y'all are doing well. And y'all stay warm, stay dry, stay healthy. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. Additional stations, India through Lima for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet A through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. And Gary, sorry to be late. Just got downstairs here. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KOS, please check in Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo, Robert down here in Joanna. I'll be negative and negative, but listening intently to the swap and shot tonight. 73s to you all from the Wild Kingdom.
KI4DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to N0TR, Mr. Tom, over there in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tom. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KD4SRR, Mr. Robert, down there in the Wild Kingdom of Joanna. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Robert. Hope you're doing well. And KO4PXB, Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Lloyd. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4AOS. In KF4NXY, David. And my wife, Marie. AF4SX. Southern
DOS. Please check in and out Kilo 4 Juliet Kilo Hotel, John and Horseshoe. Negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net. Over.
DOS. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor, KO4JKV. This is Duncan up in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
DOS. Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4RW Rich and Kramer. No traffic, no round table.
KF4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KF4NXY, Mr. David, and his sweet bride, AF4SX, Miss Marie. They're down there in Possum Kingdom. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, David. Tell Miss Marie we said hello, and tell her I really enjoyed that black walnut pound cake. Boy, that was really good. Also like to say good evening to K4JKH, Mr. John. He's up there in Horseshoe. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. Hope you're doing well. And KO4JKV, Mr. Duncan up there in Asheville. Sounding good tonight, Duncan. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. And K4ROW, that's Mr. Richard. He's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Additional stations all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. My group, Gary, Don and I were talking about something. Please check in Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot. I better get back to the conversation we were having, so I'll be in and out, Don will be in and out, but thank you again for calling the net. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Yes. Go, Larry. Hope you and Miss Donna are having a good night. But, Gary, if you would, sir, please check in Alpha Kilo 4 Hotel Romeo, AK4HR. Name is Mike. Location is Simpsonville. Just got back home and turn the volume up on the radio. Sounds good for the net tonight, Gary. Hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. If you would, just check me in and out tonight. No traffic, no comments. 73 to you and everyone on the net.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're located over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And AK4HR, Mr. Mike, down in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mike. Tell Miss Angela we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And, folks, I'm beginning to think either there must be something good on TV tonight or everybody got all shook up about the State of the Union or something. I don't know, but we're a little bit light yet tonight, but we'll keep trying. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Like we got most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, then we'll go on to the rag chew portion, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Do we have anyone with anything they would like to add to the swap net book or anything I need to take off of the swap net book? Call KI4DOS. This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter swap net. First item we got up on the swap net book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Japan Radio Corporation, JST-245. That's an HF transceiver, works 160 through 6 meters, has the automatic antenna tuner built into it. It is a 150-watt output, and he would like $1,600 for it. Does anyone need any fails? Item up is for sale. It's a Heathkit Z1000. That's an HF amplifier. Works 160 through 10 meters. It has a new power supply, has new tubes. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fuels?
item up is for sale. It's a four-element step IR beam antenna. It works 20 through 6 meters. It has new motors and gears, new brackets, has the SD100 controller, and 100 feet of control cable. He said to call for the price of it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft 240. That's a two-element 40-meter monoband beam. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? The next item up is for sale. It's a Kenwood TS-450. He would like $500 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Item up is for sale. It's a Cushcraft R9 vertical antenna. That's a 9-band vertical. It is up and running right now, and he would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fuels? Next item up is for sale or trade. He has an Astron RS-35. That's a 35-amp linear power supply. He would like $200 for it, or he would trade it for a radio or maybe something else. Y'all could talk about the trade. Does anyone need any fuels? And the last item I got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is got a fellow looking for an HF or starter rig. He is studying to get his general, and he just wants something that kind of inexpensive to start with, you know, because he can't get on anywhere but just a small portion of 10 meters, so he's looking for a HF starter rig. Does anyone need any fuels? Going to conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight. Appreciate all you fine folks that stayed around and listened to the reading of the SwapNet book. Didn't have anybody add anything or take anything off, so it is status quo. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rate you? Call KI4DOS. That would be Mr. Chad, KO4NUE, over there in Campobello. Chad, you're first up on a clean, shiny, dry stuff. What have you been up to today there, young man?
It's KO4NUE, not much. Just want to drop by for a few minutes and kind of see what you've been up to. I've been here at the house and shop. My son's gone on vacation and Anna's down at Columbia, so I've just been kind of back and forth to the shop, working on a few projects here today, but that's about it. Nothing exciting. How about you?
Well, really exciting going on over here today, Chad. Got up this morning, and Joy looked out in the backyard, and she said, She said, you're going to have to go out there and do some cleaning up. She said, that puppy out there has destroyed her backyard. The latest thing is she got a hanging flower pot that was up on a shepherd's hook up in the upper backyard. Bent the shepherd's hook, so I got to take it, pull it out of the ground, straighten it up. And it'd pick up all the other stuff that she's got out scattered all over the yard. And then Joey had a doctor's appointment this afternoon about 3:30. And I carried her over there for that. And then I carried her out to eat this evening. And we had an enjoyable time, which we hadn't done in quite some time. And so that's been our day over here.
Like I said, today's not too much, but I did find a busted water line down at the shop. The ground was kind of soggy where I got some scrap metal stored there. And I'm gonna have to get busy on that tomorrow. Looks like it's been leaking for some time, so I'm gonna check water bill and then I'm going to dig that mess up tomorrow and try to get that straightened out. I don't like digging in this red mud. It's, you know, to go, but I got to get it fixed.
Well, I understand about the red ground. Yeah, that red clay, it does get tough digging in it. But with the water being leaking in that area, it shouldn't be too bad on you. It'll be kind of sticky, but it won't be as hard as it would be if were it dry. I'm hoping that's a plastic line, is it?
PVC, 1-inch PVC going into, it's one of those faucets that come up out of the ground, got a kind of like a handle on it, and it drains the faucet. I'm not sure what they're called, but those things go bad ever so often. But I thought that's what it was, and tried to exercise it up and down to try to clean the seal off at the bottom. That didn't do it, so I started digging, and I can see where it's cracked water lines. I guess that last cold snap kind of got me, but that thing's 14 inches in the ground. Surely it didn't get that cold, but something got it. So I have to straighten that out tomorrow. I'll have to dig 6 feet up of it just to get a 2-inch crack. So that's a lot of dirt with a shovel.
Takes hard work with that Polish backhoe. If you had a backhoe and a tractor, you know, you might not be so bad unless you went too deep and broke it in another spot. But having to do it by hand with a shovel, that does take some time and effort. I hate it for you. It's not the one between the big shop and the machine shop, is it?
No, it's on the other side. On the other side of the welding shop, I got one over there. And, you know, I got all the scrap metal piled up there, so I don't pay attention to the ground there too much. But Dad noticed it the other day, and he's, you know, he doesn't miss anything with that Kubota he rides around on. He's just kind of spotting things that need to be done. So, but I'm glad he caught it. And it's about the third day he's asked me, you fixed that water line yet? No, I'm, you know, kind of off on this. So he went out there today and got the water hook. We call it water, water valve hook. We stick down in the ground and turn the valve off. So he's turned the water off to the shop. And I guess that's my cue to go down there and get it fixed.
That would be your cue. My dad always called that a water key, you know, because you have to stick it down in the hole and put it on that thing and turn it on the valve. And I've got one here at the house that had made, and I've used it, oh gosh, I don't know how many times, bunches and bunches. But they come in really handy if you need them. Now, if you don't need them, there, you know, you hang them up out in the shop someplace. They don't eat anything, so they don't cost you nothing. But if you need it, boy, it saves you a whole lot of heartache, doesn't it?
So how does a German Shepherd bend a Shepherd's hook? How does that happen?
I really don't know. I don't know if she jumped up and grabbed hold of the hanging pot, and the wires were strong enough to hold the Shepherd's hook up, to bend it over, or if she just got on it to push the thing over so she could get to the pot. I don't know. All I know is that thing is bent. Oh, gosh, it's, you know, at the top of it, it's got a... What is that? About a half-inch steel rod goes straight up, and then it curves over on one side and comes down and makes a hook, and then the other side's got a piece welded on it so you can hang two pots on it. And so I just imagine that better than a 100-pound dog got a hold of that thing, and that's what bent it.
You don't reckon she got the collar hung on it, do you? I'm trying to figure out. And did she bite the flower pot, or I don't know. I don't know what to say. I'm trying to figure. I mean, I know she's mischievous, but goodness, she had to been playing with it somehow to bend it that bad.
I don't know how she did it, but she is that way. I've got some 3x3s that are about 8 feet long, and she came running across the yard with one of those in her mouth. And she had it pretty well centered because it was looked like it was pretty well balanced in her mouth. But she had that whole thing coming across the backyard with it. And then I've got a scrap metal pile back there. You know, it's, I throw all my metal auto parts in there, and I'm going to take to the salvage yard one of these days, and haven't got there yet. I've got pieces of metal strewn all over the backyard. She's got pieces of pipe, about 2 foot sections of pipe that she chews on. She's taken a piece of, I think that's 8-inch PVC pipe, and the walls on it are about a quarter of an inch thick. And she's got there was a piece out there that was about 2 feet long that I was hanging on to. She has cracked it and broken big old chunks of it off, so I don't want that German Shepherd's mouth on my body anywhere, because she could probably do a whole bunch of damage.
With KL4DOS. Yeah, so Dad went down to the goat pasture today, and we got 2 great Pyrenees down there. They watch over at the pasture like you wouldn't believe, all the goats and chickens. But there was a raccoon. We've been through this before, but there's raccoon at the gate. So they must have caught it during the night. There's a pond on the backside of the pasture down there. And anything gets in the pasture that doesn't belong, they take care of it and bring it to the gate. Waiting on Daddy, for their reward. I guess if that's what you want to call it. But there's one waiting at the gate this morning when he went down there, so I don't know what he's, what he's gonna do about that. I don't think there's any damage with the chickens, but I hadn't heard him say, but he's, got it, trying to dispose of it, and want me to get the bobcat out and dig a hole, so. Okay, so I have to get the bobcat out and, dig a hole so he can put the raccoon in it. I swear, Gary, sometimes I feel like he's just trying to find things to do. But it's all right. I mean, it is what it is. But anyway, listen, sounds like you got a good neck going on, and I'm going to duck on out and try to get me a little rest for tomorrow. So I'll say 73, Scary. You be safe, and I'll talk to you later. KO4NUE.
Well, you tell Miss Anna we said hello when you talk with her again. And, yeah, those Great Pyrenees, they have a job to do, and they know it, and they do it well. And that's exactly what they're doing, bringing it up to the gate and letting you know, say, hey, this got in the fence last night, and we took care of it. So, we're doing our job. And tell Pop that, hey, I got to dig up that water line and repair it, so as soon as I get the water line repaired before I start backfilling it, you can come up here and throw that possum in here. That way it holds.
Anyway, I'm gone, Gary. Have a good evening, sir. I'm clear.
Okay, Chad. Well, I thought that would work, Well, you wouldn't have to dig 2 holes, but anyway, you take care, have a great evening, and get you some rest, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoyed it there, Chad. We have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Correct you list is Mr. Jim, KO4YHY, over in Berea. Mr. Jim, what have you been up to today there, young man?
A lot. It's KO4
YHY. Store, I volunteer over there, putting furniture together.
Nice, I'm glad somebody puts it together for them over there. Some of those pieces of furniture can be a little complicated, depending on what it is and how big it is and that sort of thing. But I, for one, haven't shopped there, but I, for one, would appreciate you putting the stuff together. It makes it a whole lot easier than having to get it and take it home and try to put it together.
Much of returns from Target and Wayfair and all that, and it comes in boxes, and half the time the parts are missing, so I have to make fine screws and all this kind of stuff to get it put together. Then you got all the stuff that's donated in. I'll stop in there sometime.
Come over there and see you. I'll ask for you. And maybe they'll let me walk back to where you're in your working area or something. I don't know. I don't know what kind of policies they have. They might not want me back there. But I'll have to come over and try that out. But, just volunteering to work in there, at least it gives you something to do, right?
This is true. Otherwise, since I'm retired, I'd be sitting at home watching TV and eating bonbons.
I've been retired, 6 years? 6 years? I think 6 years is right. Might be longer than that. I can't remember. But I don't know how I had time to go to work some days. I'm between the stuff I want to get done and the stuff my wife wants me to do and the stuff that needs to be done, my day's full.
You can get that way sometimes, especially once everybody finds out you've got all this free time.
You don't realize, Jim, is we don't get a day off anymore.
If we want it.
You tell them that. You know, you say, hey, I work all the time. I don't get a day off.
Hey, Saturday.
There's a lot of people that kind of feel that way, maybe. I don't know. But I had some very close friends that have gone, passed away now. They told me before I retired, they said, you know, when you retire, don't slow down. Don't sit down and do nothing and, you know, just sit down and read books or watch TV or something. Says, that'll get you quicker than anything else. It said, stay active says, you'll be around a lot longer and you'll feel better. And I said, okay, so I try to do that.
Way too. Everybody I knew that just sat around, they didn't last long. But you gotta stop in there. I'm there on a Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays usually, and I'll give you a tour of the place.
That's right there on the main drag, isn't it?
In Wade Hampton.
Okay, that's where I thought it was. I'll have to come over there and on a Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday and check it out.
I know you're coming. I'll make sure I'm there.
Deal? Well, I don't. Are you good on QRZ?
I'm going to go to bed.
We doubled a little bit. Go ahead.
KO4YHY, and I'm going to bed. 7-3s, everybody.
You go get you some rest. Check your mileage for pinholes. I'll see if I can't get out there at Wade Hampton one of these days soon. Is your email address good on QRZ before you go to bed?
The positive.
I'll shoot you an email and tell you when I'm headed that way. But you take care. Thanks for hanging in there and talking with us a little bit tonight. Enjoyed it. And we'll do it again sometime soon, I hope. KO4YHY, KI4DOS, and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. What for comments? Is there anyone else that would like to make a comment? Call KI4DOS. We'll wrap it up tonight. I'll submit my net report, and then we'll close the net out. folks. Had a grand total of 62 tonight. I appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land. Folks, y'all are the ones that make the net. If it wasn't for y'all, we wouldn't have one. If you don't come by and check in with us and maybe talk with us a little bit, then, you know, we can't just sit here in front of our computer screens and the radios and stuff and not have anything to say. But y'all come back again tomorrow night. Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling to the best of my knowledge. Give him a good dose of writer's cramp. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.